T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Lots of reporting on local TV this morning about, once again, the underachievement of local schools. Not getting the job done, not performing where they should. I understand there's a lot of pressure there in certain schools to get kids to do homework, who have different situations at home. At the end of the day, they're not getting the test scores. The kids are not retaining the knowledge. What do you do about that? Throw more money at it? That would probably be the answer from a lot of people. What the SB 727, the school choice, as they call it, a bill that passed last week, that I don't know if the governor signed it yet or not, includes a lot of spending, for sure. And we know from the past that doesn't always translate into better learning. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Kim. Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. So everybody wants more money, more money, more money. If we just have that, we can fix the problem. What are your issues with this 727 that passed?
Well, so this is being branded as the school choice bill. And from all I can tell, and I think the three of us would agree, that aside of this one bill, they really haven't done a whole lot. They haven't really passed anything meaningful, and they're all pretending as if they did something remarkable. But if I were to start the session and say to you, hey, here's what I want to do. I want to expand funding for government schools by $400 million out of the state budget into government schools. You would look at me and say, well, what are you talking about? I mean, the schools are failing, and we're mandated by Constitution to spend at least 25% of our entire budget on government schools. And I said, well, but you're going to get $25 million more to the Most Scholars Program, and you're going to expand charter schools in Boone County. And you would look at me and say, well, you're spending $400 million on a system that's not working, and why would you call this a choice bill? This is a government expansion of public school bill. And that's exactly what it is. What's interesting, though, is this is the perfect example of how legislation occurs in Jeff City. And in that, it's no secret that Rex Ziegfeld is a major supporter of school choice. He funds, millions of dollars go to candidates, millions of dollars go to lobbyists, money goes to different education groups to push school choice. And at the end of the day, for all those millions of dollars, all we got was a marginal expansion of the school choice program. And everyone's running around branding this as a choice bill and celebrating the fact that it passed. And it's just really sad that that's how bills can pass in Jeff City, is when enough money gets behind them. But it's a complete farce to call this a choice bill. This is an expansion of government schools by $400 million at the minimum.
We're talking about how not much has really been accomplished in Jeff City, and I would agree. I had initially heard the IP reform bill was dead. Now we're hearing they could vote on it this week. Do you have any indication about that? And would that have an effect on the signatures that they're collecting right now for abortion to be enshrined in the Constitution?
No effect at all on any IP signature gathering that's going on now. You're getting close now to the deadline for, the other one that's out there is the pro-abortion, obviously, and then the other one that's out there has to do with gambling. It remains to be seen that if this IP bill were to come on in August, is that the ballot that the abortion bill is on? I don't even know. I think the thing with the IP reform bill is that the assumption is that they're going to have to move the previous question, which is a parliamentary procedure to shut down the debate in the Senate. And the reason they didn't pass this bill early is because they don't want to do that early. And they may very well lack the will to do it late. So, no, we're going to have to take this abortion bill head on in the fall and do, you know, do the best we can. And the pro-abortion types are very confident that they'll get the signatures they need. It's a sad testament. You know, most of these signatures will come out of St. Louis and Kansas City and Boone County, and the rest of the state really won't participate in that because the rest of the state's not for it. And then that's how they'll try to get this to win, is by running up the vote totals in those areas.
So I'll ask what the answer to this may be obvious, but I've always wondered. There are states in this country that have passed voucher programs. I believe, I could be wrong, Arkansas is one of them, where your money is portable. Why can't we clear that barrier in Missouri?
Because the majorities that Republicans hold are held primarily in the rural areas. In rural areas, the government school is the focal point of the community. And now Arkansas could say the same thing, but the difference between those other states, particularly Arkansas and our state, is that the governor stands up and takes control of the situation and works with the legislature to get full school choice passed. Mike Parson is completely silent on this issue. And that's because Mike is kind of a go-along, get-along governor, but quite frankly, he'd like to see the schools be even more further funded than they are. And he's quite happy that if we're going to do choice, we'll do it like we did with this bill, which is, think about it, for $25 million expansion of the tax credit, the most college tax credit, it's $400 million more in fresh government spending. And so that's the biggest reason why. You know, we've got three candidates running for governor, and I think of the three, Bill Igel is the one most interested in truly getting school choice passed. But whoever it is that lands in that office, they'll have to take an extreme leadership position.
Yes.
And ask for more than a bill like this. To say that this is a choice bill is just pure marketing BS. And I, you know, I think I would still be shocked to see, certainly Mike Kehoe would not carry the choice as far as Arkansas has. And, you know, maybe Jay and certainly Bill would try to do that. But that's the biggest reason, Mark. You've got to make it a priority as a governor. And it's never been Mike Parson. It's not even on his priority list.
It's a great point, and I appreciate your honesty on it. John, thank you.
Nice being with you guys. Have a good week.
Absolutely, yeah. Love that analysis of that because it's absolutely the truth. It's going to take a lot of leadership to get that done in the state of Missouri, and we've not had a lot of leadership in the state of Missouri in a while now. That's just the truth of it when it comes to school choice specifically. And you could probably move on to COVID and some other issues for that matter, in my opinion.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.